السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear sisters.
الحمد لله.
Let's get into the tea.
You already know the vibes. We outside all night. Yes, sir. Yeah. All right, sweetheart.
Nah, you gotta stop because this is not what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
I'm gonna be quiet.
That's not how he greeted these people.
I mean, inshallah, you know the vibes. We outside. Every day, every night.
But it's been a while, alhamdulillah, before we, like, I mean, it's been a while we sat here and recorded that episode because, you know, most of the episodes that were dropped were pre-recorded. Mm-hmm. So we haven't sat here for weeks and now we're finally caught up on dropping episodes.
Inshallah.
So this is a fresh episode.
Le freshi, le fresh.
Alhamdulillah. But before we get into today's episode, please rate our podcast on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify. Mm. Or tell your friend to tell a friend. Tell your mom's friend.
Facts.
Spread the news. We have a podcast. Alhamdulillah.
Let it be heard all over the world. That's what the goal is. Minus right. Them, we need millions of views. Yeah?
Right. Alhamdulillah.
Inshallah. That's what we're aiming for. You feel me? We want to inspire many.
Mm-hmm.
Inshallah. So tell it's a friend.
About inspiring to... We just want people to hear our story and inspire. Hopefully benefit.
Yeah, that's what I mean by inspire, benefit from it. You know, inshallah, may let people know the knowledge and not to be scared about getting married. It's fun, bruv. What you waiting for, my youth? Yeah, man. All right, sweetheart.
And not only to, like, inspire people to get married, but even the married people, you know?
Yeah, to help them. We're not perfect, though, but alhamdulillah. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep,
but the little we know, we love to share and help.
Inshallah.
But how's your mental health, though, babe?
Alhamdulillah, I'm living life. I'm enjoying it day by day. Allah's allowing me to see my son grow, see you grow, everybody grow. Alhamdulillah, see my niece. Yeah, I can't complain, bro. I got my legs working. I got my eyes working. Everything they work. So me, I love it. Me can't lie to you.
So how's post Ramadan? How's your iman post Ramadan?
Oh, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I feel like it's getting better step by step. You know, little by little. Alhamdulillah. We say Ramadan is. It's gone, but inshallah, may Allah allow us to witness the next one.
You feel like you was as, like, Islamically ambitious as Ramadan, or like it went away a little bit?
I feel like it grew, to be honest. Yeah, I feel like I've been reading more than usual, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah. I feel like mine just, like, I feel Shaitan trying to, like, pull me away from watching lectures, from doing stuff, but I'm, like, trying to fight back.
Yeah, Shaitan always trying to come. Everybody always trying to talk. Okay. You'll be like, why are you reading? You know what I'm saying? Yo, did I tell you one time what happened?
What?
Lahi, this was amazing to me. All right. So, you know, I'm watching my show. That day you was out. I think you went out with your friends. All right. So, you know, normally we take, inshallah, after the Ghanchara or something like that, we'll read the Quran together. Right. So, I was watching my show. Wallah, I kid you not. Muhammad went, he grabbed the Quran, the little Quran, and passed it to me. Bro, I looked at him. I said, huh? I said, I don't know what this kid is trying to do, but it's like, it was as if it was a sign.
Wow.
Like, yo, bro, what are you doing?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But alhamdulillah. That's something I had to get off my chest. It was amazing, dog. Cause I just looked at him. I'm like, yeah. So when you're doing these things in front of your kids, although he's 1 year old, alhamdulillah, he's observant. Mm-hmm. So it was crazy how he passed me the Quran.
Mm.
Although I had it in my head, but Shaitan was talking to me. Bro, just continue watching your show. Well, Muhammad, Allah put in Muhammad's heart. Go give your dad a Quran, inshallah. And I read a little bit, alhamdulillah.
And literally, for the parents out there, the future parents, I advise you to read the Quran in front of your kids. Now, you don't even have to be like, you just physically opening the book. Even if you're just reading out loud, make this a habit that they see us. We want our kids to be people of the Quran. Mm-hmm. How can we want them to be people of the Quran when they don't even see their... Oh, sorry for the background noise, guys. I don't know if you hear it. But... Yeah. How can we want our kids to be the people of the Quran, the people of Islam, you know, have righteous kids, if we don't show them what righteous people done, right? Righteous people read the Quran, they pray 5 times a day, they don't let anything get in the way of their salah.
Yeah, 100%.
We have to be a good example for them. Allah allows all to be examples of
Amina.
That. Amen. But anyways, today's episode, we come with one of our funny tales.
Inshallah.
We actually, this tale happened a long time ago.
Like, yeah, what year?
2 years ago.
Yeah, 2023.
But, you know, we're catching up with our life in this podcast. Like, we're updating you guys in chronological order.
Inshallah. So that's the goal. That's what we're trying to
inshallah.
Do.
So, like, yeah. For the time that we've been together.
Well, now, not technically, because we talked about having Ba'am. And this happened before Muhammad was even born.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to know about that in the story, too, inshallah.
Mm-hmm. But this is... I ask you guys, think, would you guys ever take a family trip? Do you think that you have the mental health and the sanity to go on a family trip with, like, your parents or, you know, or just the older generation, older than us? Do you think that you have the mental health? Because you will listen to this story and you will reconsider any plans you have. You will make sure before you make the next family trip, you are mentally sane, that you are patient.
Not only mentally sane, that you know what's going on, what to look forward to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like that was the main thing. We learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, alhamdulillah, planning and doing this trip and whatnot.
But it's like, even though we learned from this trip, we're going to tell another story about another trip we went to, and we still made a mistake.
So
So it's like, it's always constantly learning, constantly, like, adapting.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we didn't know now that's alhamdulillah. But you know little things to look out for.
Well, right. So we don't want it. So the thing is, with this podcast, we go through these trials and errors that we're trying to warn you. You know, our listeners, alhamdulillah, our brothers and sisters, we're trying to warn you so it don't happen to you, because trust me, it'd be stressful when it's happening.
Right.
So it's pretty much to protect our listeners, alhamdulillah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, inshallah, we would like to begin about our trip to Le Dubai wal Madina. Well, this one is mainly about Dubai.
Saudi Arabia.
Wal Arabiya to Saudiya. Alhamdulillah. So, you know, alhamdulillah. You know, one day I'm just sitting with my wife, you know, regular conversations happening. Sweetheart comes up to me and was like, yo, babe, you know what we should do? I'm like, yeah, what? She said, we should go to Dubai. You know what I'm saying? Like, because alhamdulillah, we try every year, once at least every year, inshallah, to travel.
As a family, yeah. Regardless if it's another state or something, just try to get out of where we at.
Yeah, travel, you know, because alhamdulillah, you learn a lot when you travel.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we like, all right, we're going to plan where we going this year, inshallah. She was like, yeah, we should go to Dubai and then we could do Umrah too. I'm like, oh, that's a great idea. And she's like, oh, you know what would be even better? I'm like, what? Like, going with who? Yeah, go ahead. Going with who?
Going with my mom and your mom.
Going with the family, the moms.
Right.
I'm like,
Because our mom's never been to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Or Dubai, period.
Or Dubai, period. Right. So I'm like, I said, sweetheart, I see your intent. Wallahi, you got great intent. Like, your intention is pure, alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm.
But sweetheart, man's in pockets. I don't think I got enough to do all of that.
Like, but at this time, my father, you thought it was very expensive.
Sweetheart, I'm thinking exactly. I'm like, yo, that's going to be crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, me pay for, you know what I'm saying? My mom, bro, that's a lot of money. I'm thinking, yeah, sweetheart. Yeah, I like the planning of it. I like the thought of it. It's very great. But yeah, I don't think we can do that. Not right now. Maybe later on in the future.
But either way, I was going to take my mom, even if you didn't take your mom.
I seen that and I was like, all right, we got to figure something out.
Right, because it's not right. It don't look nice.
It ain't going to look that nice.
But I think the type of person that I am, if I do something or if I have something I want everybody to have or everybody to do it, and then later on I'd be like, oh my gosh, I should never do all this. I'm tired now. But generally, I just want people to be happy with, you know, everything. If I could, if Allah gave me enough money, I would have took all my family members to Umrah in Dubai.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. So, you know, now we're talking about this, and I'm like, sweetheart, I call la. Jimono kundanonga, the pockets is not pocketing right now. You know, the pockets is pocketing honne, but not really like that, like the way you planned it. She's like, nah, we should just try it, yada, 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 yada.
Originally, we was like, okay. We're gonna like, okay, so this might be jumping ahead of the story a little bit. But originally, when we said Dubai and Saudi and do Umrah, we was like, okay, we're gonna pay for the Dubai stuff and then we're gonna go as a group with someone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we find out that it's actually more cost effective, it's actually more cheaper to go like do the whole thing ourselves, buy the flights for Dubai and Saudi and then get someone over there to, you know, assist us with, you know.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Yeah, yeah. So we found that out. We found someone, alhamdulillah, which made it easier.
Right.
You know, but when she said that, I'm like, you know what? I think what I have to do, you know, one thing is, alhamdulillah, that I love about my sisters, right? I know I could go to them. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought, I'm like, you know what? Matter of fact, I could pay for my ticket. No issue. Right. I'll pay for my mom's ticket as well. Mm. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not saying, because like
I said. But you have to remember, it's going to Dubai, then from Dubai going to Medina, then Medina going to Mecca. I mean, we didn't take a plane from Medina to Mecca, but it was still like a bus ride and stuff like that, and then back. So that's like three flights.
In a sense.
Three flights, yeah.
No, it's yeah.
Yeah,
Three
it's
flights.
here to Dubai is one, Dubai to Medina, and then Medina and Mecca back to New York.
Yeah, to New York.
Three
Right.
flights.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about, you know, the expenses of this. So I'm like, let me hit up my sisters and see what they say. I said, before I say no completely, if they down with it, you know what I'm saying, then inshallah we could go through with it. Because I always say us brothers, right? When it comes to this, you know, sisters like to plan, oh, let's do vacation, let's do this. But for us, we have to think a little bit ahead. We got to make sure we have that money that we can still take care of our family and then also do these extra activities. So in my head, I'm like, you know what? I know I'm not, if I don't say, I'm not saying I couldn't have afforded to take my mom. Like, alhamdulillah, I had enough for that.
Right, but it will probably cut back on
It
like
was, there
something
you go.
else.
I had to really think, if I do that right now, that's taken out of the savings and whatnot. Because, you know, you like to plan ahead, right? So I went and I talked to my sisters, and alhamdulillah, you know, they was excited. Yeah, we should definitely do it.
Yes, and I feel like, you know, that's a good thing about having a lot of siblings, especially
Yeah.
around the same age. Y'all could come together and do these things. I didn't have my siblings. Well, majority of my siblings are younger than me. They don't even have a job.
Yeah,
You
that's a
know, so
fact.
it's like, well, alhamdulillah, allow me to still do it. But it's like, that's the blessings of having siblings around the same age. When y'all
Yeah.
grow up, then y'all can take on these beautiful projects
All
together.
together. You know, and especially if you have siblings, because some people, you have a lot of siblings, but they stingy. But alhamdulillah, Allah bless me. You know, my sisters, y'all hearing this, y'all great. Remember that. Allah has blessed y'all, and He will continue to bless y'all, inshallah. So they're not
Inshallah.
stingy with their money, especially when it comes to my mom. You get what I mean? So we ready for it, for that woman. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, so you know, they was like, yeah, we out, let's do it, boom, 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 boom.
But wait, babe. So, what do you think? Like, should so say if okay, so say like you meet a guy, right? And you tell him this is a thing. I would like
Hold
to go
up,
on vacation.
wait, sweetheart,
Yeah.
I meet a guy,
Now, oh, sorry. I mean,
one
like,
knows a bit lie.
say a sister meets a guy, stuff like
There
that.
you go, one
Say a
knows a bit
sister meets
lie.
a guy, and then she tells the guy, like, when they're courting, oh yeah, like I would like to go on a lot of vacations. But even like say 1, 2 a year, right? And then they get married, and then the guy's like,
I
I don't
can't do
think I
it.
could do that. Do you feel like, yeah, I feel like the sisters should be patient in general. Like, in general, Islam encourages us to be patient. But how should she react?
Yes.
Should she just settle with the fact that she might never, ever go on a vacation?
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I feel as though one, patience is mainly the thing, and understanding where he's at, where is his pockets at, right? You gotta know, like I said, because with us brothers, we like to think ahead. We don't just want to just jump into things.
Okay, I get that, but then why are you promising her when you're courting? Yeah, I agreed to
Because,
the vacation.
okay, honestly, because in that moment, a lot of us, I feel like, especially in our community, I'm going based off of the Saranghole community, the brothers in the Saranghole community, right? We don't find an apartment and all of that
Beforehand.
before marriage. We wait until we get married, you'll find a wife, and then you, so that time you already made your promises in a sense. So you're going based off of maybe the rent you're paying at your mom's house or
Right,
whatever.
which
You're
is
not,
Douglas
and you're
less.
thinking maybe just a little bit more, nothing crazy.
So key, before you continue, key thing, brothers, please do not promise certain things to sisters that you know you're not gonna fulfill.
No, but that's the thing. They don't know they're not going to fulfill it. That's the
That's
thing,
the
what I'm
problem,
trying to
though.
say. Huh? What I'm trying to say is, it's not a matter of they don't really know that they're not going to be able to fulfill it, because it
But that's
is,
what I'm saying. Think ahead. Like
it's,
you said, think ahead.
yeah, but no,
You know
what
you're about to be paying rent. So
I'm,
make sure you mention that. I'm not sure if I'll be able to do this because I'm paying rent, but I'll try my best.
okay, what I'm saying is, when we say yes, right? Because I need you to hear this. When we say, yeah, we definitely want to travel, it's something we want to do. We're not against it. So when she says, you know, I want to be able to travel once or twice a year, yada, 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 in your mind, that's not going to be too much. That's what you're thinking. Listen, sweet, because a lot of things in marriage, before marriage, when we're in the talking phase, it's like y'all fantasizing the life, right? You're not in the actual thing. Like, you could fantasize a lot of things. Oh, I want this, I want this, I want that. Okay. So we're fantasizing it, right?
We're not fantasizing. This is something that she actually wants. But can I come in real quick? I feel like, okay, I understand what you're saying 100%. Like, they don't see the expenses beforehand. I get that. But as a person, you need to be able to kind of predict that. Two, why don't you guys set up a good plan, right? Okay, I understand you want to go on vacations. I may not be able to cover all the expenses. Are you willing to maybe pay for the flight or pay for the hotel? Are you willing to help so we can both enjoy? You get what I'm saying? Like, sit down with the person that you're talking with and try to figure out how this is possible. What about that? What you think about that? Because I feel like when girls say that, when I honestly said that at first, I was thinking, yeah, he's going to cover everything. Right? And did you think that, though? Like, I thought that you were going to cover everything?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, obviously, like I said, the goal was that. You know what I'm saying? That's why I always say we have the right intent. It's not saying, oh, yeah, I'm gonna just say yes because I know that's what you want to hear. No, we really have that intent. But then when reality hits, it's like, And like I said, now these bills come in play. Now you gotta pay this, you gotta pay that, you gotta focus on not every like reality really hit you looking at everything like, yo, if we do it, not saying we can't afford it. Like I said, there's things we could afford, but we think a little bit ahead of time. Whereas some sisters live in the moment, I feel like, right? Or alhamdulillah, they could afford it, no offense, because they're not paying rent, right? The guy's taking care of all of that, which is his responsibility, right? So he's making sure he keeps that part where he's taking care of his responsibilities. And then when we're hit with, oh, let's travel. Now he got to really think, okay, right now, do I have enough? If me and her were to travel, let's say we go travel for a month, do I have enough to cover rent for like 2 months or 3 months,
I
right?
get what you're saying, babe. I get what you're saying.
But so they got to really look at it like, do I have enough, right? Can I afford this? Because I always say when we plan these trips or whatever, I want to make sure in my savings, let's say for example, I go out, we travel, something goes wrong. Because you never know what's going to happen when you travel, right? Maybe you come back, your job fires you. Now, if your job fires you, you have no job. Let's say you spent all your money on this travel or majority of your money. Now y'all broke. You can't pay rent. What's the sister going to say then? You should have never went on this trip. Why you went on a trip when you knew you couldn't afford it? Let's be honest. Is
That funny.
it true or false? That's what's going to be said. Like,
Nah,
babe,
maybe she's patient.
sweetheart,
Maybe she's gonna be like, don't worry, I got you.
you trying to, babe,
Yes,
subhanAllah, we
there's
all
women
know,
that's like
no
that.
offense. She is going to jettigy you. Jettigy, what's
Not
jettigy
all the
in
time,
English?
babe. Not all
No,
the
babe.
time.
It's going to be like, babe, really? You really went
Yeah, I mean,
knowing
yeah,
you
she's gonna be
can't
like,
afford
why would
three,
you even,
four months?
yeah, that's
You
true.
go, you're going to, that's what I'm saying, which is fair. But that's what I'm saying. So when we bring that point up, no, but you said we, it's like, no offense, brothers, we can't win on that, in that situation, brother. I don't know what to do, what advice to give you.
I just told them what to do. Say, to be honest, when bills come in play, I'm definitely gonna have to look at this. But I would love to go out on vacation at least once a year or something.
So
Or we can help each other
your
make
thing
that
is,
happen.
sorry, what you're saying is before they promise these sisters these things, right? To give the sister
Heads up.
the real lowdown of, I'm not
Right.
sure.
Yeah. Why would you promise something to somebody? Why would you promise something to somebody you can't keep?
No, but that's what, this is where the confusion comes in because, like I said, it's not a matter of we're
That you
promising
not
it.
understand, you are promising because you're not thinking about your rent and stuff like that, right? What I'm saying is say a better answer,
Okay.
make a reasonable answer, right? It's not yes, it's not no, but at least you told this person the truth.
Yeah,
At
like
least if y'all don't go on vacation for the first 2, 3 years, you did say that, right?
Okay, so it's like what you're pretty much saying is saying, wallah, I would love that, but inshallah, we'll see when we get married where life takes
Exactly,
us.
that's
Rather
better.
than saying yes, because then y'all gonna
Yeah.
hold us
Because we
accountable
all
to it.
dream. Because what if I say one day I want to become a millionaire? You'll be like,
Yeah.
yes.
Okay,
We
okay.
all dream.
No, you got a point there. Like, yeah, you gotta make sure you think a little bit ahead, because we always do think ahead in some scenarios. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we don't. Like, because I feel like sometimes the guy says yes, because it's in the moment. You're having a great conversation.
Right.
No offense.
You're just trying to get this wife, right?
Not
What
even
up?
that. You're having a great conversation. You don't want to ruin the vibe by saying, nah, I don't think we could travel. You're like, what you mean we can't travel? That's like my non-negotiables, because sometimes y'all hit us with the non-negotiables. And the woman is a great sister. You don't want to miss out on that sister because of traveling. You'd be like, yeah, I'm down with it. And then when you marry her, inshallah, you pray that Allah grants her patience and understanding. And then, you
Yeah,
know.
but it's true. You should have just been truthful from the jump. Before you ask Allah for, yeah, you should always ask Allah to grant your wife patience and understanding. But before you lie to someone, make sure you're truthful for them so they can have that patience ahead of time.
I wouldn't consider that a lie, though,
I
honest to
think it's
God.
a cap. You just saying something just to win the wife over.
No, no,
It's
no,
like
no,
the
no, no,
same
no,
thing if I
no.
say, okay, I don't want to work, but I want you to pay me $1,000 a month. And then you'll be like, yes,
No, that's different,
it is
sweetheart.
because maybe at that time you could have, right? But when you got married and you got bills now, you can't do it anymore. Same thing, same deal.
All right, girl, I see where you're going with this. I see you, love. I see you.
Anyway, let's resume back to the story.
You got a good point there, though. I ain't gonna lie. You got a great point there. All right, yeah.
So now we're at the point where, I bought all the tickets and, we did
No,
learn
no,
something from that.
no, but listen, the thing is, sorry, You remember we talked about how much everybody got to pay, so you helped me figure out with my sisters, you know, we split it.
Hold on, before you get there, I
Okay.
wanted to say when it came to buying the tickets and stuff like that, I took on that whole responsibility. When it came to looking on for hotels, I looked up that I made sure we had, like, transportation, yada, yada.
Yeah.
But you will learn later on in the story that one person should not solely take care of this. But I just wanted to put it out there that I'm the one that took care of everything, which was a mistake.
By choice.
I mean, to be honest,
By choice.
was it by choice, babe? Could you have really helped me?
Sweetheart, let's be
Babe, could you
honest.
have helped me?
Okay,
Are you
listen. Listen, listen.
okay?
Mind
Say the
them.
truth, babe.
I'm keeping it a buck. You know, our podcast, we keep it a 100, inshallah.
Could you have helped me? That's the
Could I
question.
have helped? Yes, I could have helped.
In what way?
Well, anyways, I was doing two jobs. So, you know, too much busyness going on. Muslim is exhausted out of his mind.
Babe.
I'm just keeping it. Babe,
Babe,
you want the real
you always
lowdown?
have an excuse, babe. That's very
It's not an
toxic.
excuse. It's not an
That is
excuse.
very
It's the
toxic,
honest,
babe.
honest truth.
People work 7 days a week and they still
That
are
was
able
me.
to help.
I was able to help by paying.
Babe, are you okay?
Tell
My
my
question is,
mandem how to pay.
do you think you're knowledgeable in booking flights and stuff like that?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Don't play
Babe,
that.
come on, seriously.
Sweetheart,
Do you
oh.
think you're knowledgeable enough to pay, like, book
I'm
flights and stuff?
knowledgeable in things that I need to be
Babe,
knowledgeable
you're
in.
deflecting.
I'm not deflecting, I'm just keeping it a buck. But anyways.
Babe, seriously.
Okay,
Do you think you're
honestly.
knowledgeable in paying
Babe,
flights?
we all know the stories to that. We're gonna get to those stories
Hold
later
on,
on.
babe, real
Babe, because
quick.
that's a
I
part of
just
one of
want
the
to say
stories.
something. I just want to say something. This is what y'all know. This is
No,
meant. They
because that's breaking
deflect.
up the stories, babe.
No, I just want them to. Do you think you're knowledgeable in booking flights and stuff like that?
I thought yes.
To be honest, you have never booked a flight in your entire life, but I guess you assumed that it was not that hard.
Yes, I thought it was not as
Okay.
complicated.
But what I'm trying to say is I took care of booking the flights, the
Yes.
hotels and stuff like that. I
Yeah.
chose to do that. I don't know, maybe I could help, maybe he couldn't help, but I just took on that responsibility.
Yeah. So yeah, you know, she took care of that. You know what I'm saying? She's a genius, as we all know.
Yeah, but this trip shows I'm not a genius.
Nah, don't say that. Errors happen to everybody. But so yeah, so you know, now me and my sisters, we split it up and everybody paid their share, alhamdulillah. So it made it easier on Muslim,
Yeah, it
you know what I'm
wasn't
saying?
actually that bad,
It
though.
wasn't bad. No, the split was great. It made it subhanAllah. If you have a lot of siblings, use them. No, I'm not saying use them, but make sure when you want to do something for your parents, don't try to do it all by yourself, brother or sister. Involve your siblings. One, I feel like it brings joy to all of you guys. It's like it's not only gonna be you feeling that
And
joy.
when y'all all see your parent happy, y'all like, wow, we did
Yeah, we
that.
all did, huh? You start thinking, yeah, we did that. Instead of, damn,
I
Big Bro
did,
did it all
right.
by himself. I got sometimes that also works as it can motivate them to want to do something like that. But if you have it, you could do it. But if not, then just involve your siblings. And trust me, it takes off a lot of the load. But you know, so now we split it. And my sister was like, yo, you know what we should do? I'm like, what? She said, we should surprise mommy. Like, get a cake or whatever to surprise her. And I'm like, all right, no problem. If that's what y'all want to do, we could do it. Because now, alhamdulillah, we already planned the Dubai and the Umrah. So, you know, now the day of the surprise, my sister bought the cake. And on the cake, it was written, you're going to Umrah. First off, my mom does not know how to read. So I don't even know why I wasted a little. If y'all listen to this, I don't know why I wasted more of the money to put on them letters. Y'all don't even
It's
need to put
probably
them.
free.
No, you gotta add that, no?
Well, usually when you buy a cake from a bakery, it comes with the crust. They're gonna write something on it with frosting.
Oh, okay. I thought they paid extra. I'm like, this is a waste of money because my mom can't read. But you know, so now we get the cake, we bring it to her, right? So she's like some like wondering what's going on. Because you know, in our culture it's mainly people, well, back then, not now.
I mean, in American
In
culture, we're in
American culture,
America.
yeah. In American culture,
When you get a cake, it's mainly
it's
for a
mainly a
birthday.
birthday, mainly. Well, that's what we mainly knew it as. So my mom is thinking it's someone's birthday. She's like confused. Why did y'all buy cake? I know we're Muslim, we're not supposed to celebrate birthdays and whatnot. That's another thing that Muslims should know.
We
That's
do
not,
not celebrate
we do not
birthdays.
celebrate
And
birthdays.
if you do celebrate a birthday, and the forgive us all and continue to make our hearts remember the deen, that is not
Inshallah.
a holiday within Islam.
Yes, exactly. So she was like, you know, my mom's a Sunnah in sense. So she was like, yo, you're not supposed to be celebrating
She's a
birthday.
Sunnah, aren't we all
She is a
Sunnah?
Sunnah, inshallah, you know, following the
Don't you mean
Prophet.
like she's
She's
really
a
like,
Sheikhna al Kabira.
yeah, like she masses don't play.
She don't play about the
I'm a
deen,
bag.
alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. She's like, so pretty much she's giving us a kutubah about why we bought the cake.
She's
Cause she's
giving us
thinking it's somebody's
a
birthday. She and
lecture.
then she started thinking, which one of my children's birthday is it anyways? All of their birthdays passed. Like, yo, like, you know, she know the birthdays. So we like, all right, mom, just relax. Read it. Because you know me, I like to be funny. I'm like, mom, read it. Let's see if you can read it. So now she's looking at the cake, trying to read it. So she's like, why? Because she know the alphabet, so alhamdulillah. Y O U. And I just got to, I said, ma, you're going to Umrah. She don't speak English that well. So she thought when I said you're going to Umrah, she thought I was saying that I'm going to Umrah. So she was happy. Alhamdulillah, that's good. Yeah, go. This is what you need to put your money in. Yeah, to go to Umrah. You know, and I'm like, okay, she is excited for me, but I don't think she understood it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, no, ma, wait. We're going to Umrah. She said,
Me
we.
and
She said, like, me and you also Hilly? I said, yes, you're coming with me. We're going to Umrah. Hey, look. She got up and ran out the room.
you. Wow.
Out of excitement. I've never seen my mom that excited.
And your mom has never been to anywhere except Africa.
Except Gambia.
Yeah.
So imagine, yo, she was like, and she, that was in
And we
her
said
bucket
we're going
list.
to Dubai too.
Yeah, that was, no, but that was after we,
Oh,
because
okay.
we mainly focused on
On
Umrah,
Umrah,
because that was her go-to place. She always wanted to go to Umrah. So I'm like, yeah, we're going to Umrah. She got up and ran out of, like, out of excitement. Like, I guess she was like in shock that she had to run. That's what I'm assuming. I never seen my mom get up and run that fast, you know what I'm saying, in my life. So she got up and ran, you know, and you can see the joy in everybody's face. Like my siblings, I looked at them. I remember looking at all of them and the smile they all had, like the happiness. I felt that happiness. And then I could see that happiness coming from them too. Like, yo, we really played a part in my mom's real joy. And I'm like, Ma, come back though. We're not done. We're not done. She said, hey, there's more.
Well,
You
like
know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, Ma. So we're going to Umrah, but we're going to Dubai first. Say, Dubai,
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. You know, so now you're like, two tickets. You know,
So
we.
the trip was set up that we will take 1 week in Dubai and 1 week in Saudi
Yeah.
Arabia.
Wallah. Yo, she was excited, like really happy. So, wallah, I tell you guys, that was one of my favorite moments in this dunya. One of, not my favorite moment, because Ba was exactly, I think, my favorite moment.
What
Muhammad being
about our
born.
wedding?
That was a good moment too. All
Oh
right, let me
my
not throw
gosh,
anything.
man,
I
all
loved
of
all
it.
of those moments, but
You
you know what I
definitely
say? Like the
blessed.
joy I felt
No, I
at
get
his
it.
birth and whatnot, seeing my own son. Alhamdulillah, like Allah, it was just a sense of Allah really blessed me with the responsibility to take care of this kid. You know what I mean? So alhamdulillah, like you know, Allah trusted me with that, so I was very grateful for it. But yeah, like yo, so I was so happy that, and my siblings, we was all happy to see that joy from our mother. You know what I'm saying? She made dua for us, alhamdulillah. You know what I'm saying? And then I was like, all right, let's go tell my dad. We're supposed to tell him first, to be honest, to get permission, because you know that's his wife. Yeah, we tell him we're gonna send your wife without his permission. What if he would have said no, right? So, you know, we went to my dad. Yo, he was so, it was as if he was more happy. Nah, he wasn't more happier than my mom, because my mom literally ran out the room. But he was very happy, because come to find out, he always wanted to do that for my mom, like send her to Saudi. That was like a, I think that was a goal of his, but you know, money wise and whatnot. So it was like, I really wanted to do that for her. You know what I'm saying? But obviously, I can't afford it at this moment. So I always was thinking about that. I'm like, damn, I never knew that was something in his heart. You know, my dad never conversated that with us. So the fact that we did it without him having to tell us to do it, alhamdulillah. You know, he was very happy. He made dua. You know, my dad's doing it. It's an hour long. 2 days. If you meet my father, you have nothing on him. Sudeisin is known for his doing it. My dad's doing it will outbeat Sudeisin doing it. I promise that. But yeah, so alhamdulillah, you know, that was one of my favorite days, you know, on this earth. All right.
Alhamdulillah, but
How
then
about
it
you
came to me. I
when you
had
had to
to
tell your parents?
tell my mom, but I kind of told her like before we bought the tickets. I was like, "Ma, this is my plan, and let me know if you're down." She said she was down, but then my grandmother was also there, and then my mom was like, "Okay, I want to take my mom too." And I was like, "The point of this trip is for you not to pay everything, to be all expenses, you know, covered." So I was like, "No, it's fine. I'll just, you know, add her to the budget." Then I
She like,
find
I got
how.
enough for all three of us. It's all right.
I
Baller,
mean, at
big
the time I
baller.
was like, how am I gonna do it? But yeah, my
Now you a
mom did
big
everything,
baller.
alhamdulillah.
Don't worry, you are a big baller.
Anyways, so we bought the tickets, and then later on, like My brother was about to get married, right? So then my mom was like, after we bought the ticket, she was like, should I go on the trip or should I go to Africa? Like, can we cancel this or can we push it back? And I'm like, what?
Yeah, we already set the
We already
date.
bought the tickets. We already told our
Jobs,
jobs.
yeah, that
We
would be
already,
crazy.
like, be for real. And she was like, well, I'm gonna have to see. I'm gonna have to see. And at this point, like, I was pregnant at this time, one.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I'm not even about to stress myself up. I let know my intentions and
Yeah.
the reason I did this. If she doesn't end up going, it is what it is. I did my best. You can't force people to, you know, take the blessings that they're blessed with.
Yeah, so you know how you say your mom wasn't 100% in. And but you already got the ticket for your grandma. You think she would have said, "Nah, I'm not going
Now,
because
my grandma was sitting there like, what are you even talking about? Like,
she
she was like, but I'm still going, go ahead.
can still go."
She's still making she's making sure her spot was secure.
She's like, just because she ain't going, that don't mean I can't go.
Right.
I'ma
I was
go.
like, so mama, you gonna? I was like, mama, I'm buying it. I'm like, mama, you not gonna go anymore? She's like, yeah. She
She's
was like, me? Nah, I'm going.
this is a once in a lifetime
Right. I
opportunity.
came to America and I'm going to Umrah. Shoot,
And I'm
I'm.
going to Dubai. Stop playing with
Alhamdulillah. But
sis
yeah,
travel.
eventually my mom, she was like, you know what, I'm gonna just go and stuff like that. But
Yeah.
it was funny, like, if someone ever offers me a trip to Umrah for free, I'm gonna go.
What? There's no, hey, my
If as a
job.
but everything could help, everything could wait.
Shit, I'm
Yeah.
telling you, my job, they're gonna have to be understanding in that
Yeah,
moment.
it's gonna be
They're like, I'm
understandable.
gonna have a 3 week sickness.
Right?
Not nobody understands what's going on. I'm gonna have to get one of my siblings or one of my cousins who are doctors or nurses to write me a little note saying, yo, this guy is dying right now.
Just
So let
terminate
up.
you.
Stuff the light
Please
while too
excuse
late.
him.
I know be lying, man. I'll protect us from that. But you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But I'm going on that trip regardless.
But she eventually, you know, got in. And then, alhamdulillah, everything was set. We were on our way to Dubai.
Alhamdulillah. Now the day of the airport, going to Dubai. On our way to the airport. You know what I'm saying? So we are already excited. You know what I'm saying? My mom is happy. My dad is happy. You know, we are driving and all they talking about. My dad is pretty much giving us pointers.
But we kind of split up. Like you
Yeah,
went to
with
your
my
mom's house, and then y'all all went together, and then I went to go with my grandma and my mom.
So now we in the car, you know what I'm saying, and we're conversating, and my dad is pretty much giving us pointers of what to do when we go to Umrah, you know, places to visit. Because you know, he went to
He
Saudi, he went to Hajj.
trying to show he
My dad
went.
wanted he wanted to prove that he knows where he's that I did this, man. I'm like
I
an
hope one day
OG.
we get to go with your dad. Your dad
He's
is
a
funny.
nah, I think that's gonna be one trip for
I
the
know. Oh my
books.
gosh, it's gonna be so funny.
That's gonna be one of the best trips. Inshallah, we're gonna do that for
We
him
gotta
too.
make that happen, inshallah.
Inshallah. Yeah. But I think for him mainly, because I remember even though we said we was going to Umrah, he said, inshallah, that's great, but let's try to do the Hajj. So for
I mean,
him,
yeah, of course.
he would rather us save that money to take my mom to Hajj than him go into Umrah.
That's
Although
true.
not saying he wouldn't want to go to Umrah, but I feel like in that moment,
Yeah, he
he
just
would
wanna make
rather
sure
his
she gets that
wife
done,
get
yeah.
that done. You know what I'm saying? Which, you know, Papacy's great. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we talking and he's pretty much giving us the point. Is this what you do? You know, my mom is smiling, happy. You know what I'm saying? She's like, yo, let's make sure we say our duas. Let's not forget the duas. You know what I'm saying? Especially when we're on the plane.
I have a question, babe. Sorry to cut you in. If we was to ever go to Hajj, would you tell anybody?
What you mean? That we're going to Hajj? We
Yeah.
didn't even tell people about the Dubai or the
No,
Hajj.
I'm saying, but
Remember?
Hajj though, would you tell anybody you're going to Hajj?
I'm only my parents.
And that's it, right?
That's, I mean,
I
that's
would
how I
tell my
always do.
parents. I probably, I don't know, because we have a kid now, and who knows? Maybe Muhammad could go as a Hajj. Who knows?
I mean, if he's of age, I would take him. No offense,
I
because
mean, yeah, if he's
one,
not,
Hajj is tough.
yeah, that's
I
true.
already heard about that. And then two,
Okay, so let me go back.
no, wait. Sorry, babe. I look at it like this because remember, my mom went to Hajj
Right, but
as
she
a
was
baby,
a
as a
baby,
kid,
yeah.
not a baby, but she was like 3, 4 years old. But no offense, is her
Don't
Hajj
count.
accepted?
Yeah, right.
I don't
I mean,
think so.
I was not saying it for his son to get to. I was just saying it because I want my son to go with me and experience it. But it's gonna be
It's
tiring.
gonna be tiring. That's
But
what y'all
what I was
look at
saying,
it.
like, if now we have to tell someone because they have to watch our kids, our kid kids, whatever we have at that time. But I will probably tell them not to tell anybody.
No, 100%.
I'm not the type of person where, like, when I go places, I like to tell people. Or like I need to, like, I don't know, that's just me. Like I rather just, you know, because people don't always have the best intentions for you know what you're saying?
100%.
Like, yeah, you might dua for me, yeah, you might make prayers for me and wish me a good flight, a good trip, but are you like deep down jealous, or do you have any envy towards me? I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know the evil eye, you know what I'm
So I'd
saying?
rather
So,
just keep that. And then when we come back, yeah, we
yeah, we
tell
could talk about
people,
that
yeah
time we already safe. Alhamdulillah, we got
yeah
here, you know
right
what I'm
Or
saying?
even like, if and when we get there, you know, alcohol use, fine, but
Yeah, 100%.
I don't want it to be a party that I'm going to Hajj. I didn't even perform a Hajj.
Yeah, exactly. Facts, facts, facts.
Oh, sorry, back to what you're saying. On our way to the
Yeah,
airport.
she's like pretty much telling us, let's make dua and whatnot. And boom, boom, boom. I'm like, yeah, you already know. I know these duanis, you know what I'm saying? I'm like Mr. Dua. So we get to the airport now. Alhamdulillah, we get
I'm
to.
not gonna lie, you do know a lot of duas.
I mean, alhamdulillah, I try. Yeah, Karamo Ustaz, Mulamin Jagana. Mulamin Sisi, if you ever listen to this, I'm shouting you out right
That's his
now.
teacher in his
That's my
that phase,
grandfather,
the
but my,
Islamic
yeah,
boarding
he taught us
school.
a lot about the deen. That brother really, I feel like he really shaped me in a sense to how I am right now. If I'm giving him his props. I would never tell him that in his face. The only way he's gonna hear this is if he listens to our podcast, right? But yeah, he really pretty much shaped me to be, alhamdulillah, the way I am now. Like, because he taught me a lot. Allah, alhamdulillah. May Allah bless him, may Allah guide him, may Allah protect him. I mean, I love him and his family. All right. I know his son is going to be happy about hearing this because I shouted out your pops. But yeah, so, you know, we get to the check-in spot, babe. So what happens at the check-in? Because you're the one that got to the check-in. You know what
After
I'm
this
saying?
trip, you guys will understand why I have anxiety of traveling now. I love to travel, but I have anxiety. So we went to check, and alhamdulillah, they asked for all of our passports. You know, me, my mom, Biagi, we are US citizens. My grandma and Biagi's mom are green card holders. So they asked for our passports to Dubai. We gave it them, we check in, alhamdulillah. Then they want to check in Biagi's mom and my grandma. They asked me for the visa to Dubai. If y'all can see my face, like I'm still shocked. Visa to, I'm like, visa? That's not what it said online. Online said that we don't need a visa, we could get a visa over there. And I made sure I put for green card holders online. And
Oh, you put that. Okay.
online said they could get the visa. I guess, I don't know, misinformation. I don't
No,
know.
it's not even that. Remember, the lady said, like, the African
Oh,
places, it's tougher on them because some of them go, they don't want to leave.
That's true, because the visa they have, my mother-in-law has a Gambian passport and my grandma has a Malian passport.
Yes.
So those countries you have to get a Dubai visa. You
Especially
have,
Mali at the time because of what's going on in Mali and Allah protecting the
I
Malians,
mean,
you know.
so then I would say I don't have a visa, but they can't come. Then they would say no, they can't until they have a visa. I would say, is there anything I could do? I was willing to pay $1,000, bro, to
Damn.
just so they could come. But when
Yeah.
they And because, bro, you told them they about to do this big trip, and then it's like you let them down. That's my big, as
Yeah.
a Muslim, like we shouldn't have that habit of letting people down. When you promise something, try your best to the best of
Yeah.
to the best of your ability to, you know, achieve that promise.
Voila.
But and the lady was like, nah, they're gonna have to fly another day. So
Yeah,
basically,
we're gonna
lost
have
the
to
money for
figure
them,
out.
flights for them. And then she's saying, yeah, you're gonna have to get a visa, and then they could come back another day. Oh my gosh.
So now Binta is sad, and I could tell something went wrong because I was like chatting with my mom this whole time, but then I could see Binta's face, like she looks stressed out. I'm like, oh God, something happened. So I'm like, uh-oh, what happened? And she told me, like, yo, they're not gonna be able to fly with us, but like she
I
was
didn't even know how
upset.
to say
Like,
it.
yo, she was sad, like, well, really, like a person dying. That's what she looked like to me. I'm like, yo, relax, relax. Now I'm sad too, don't get it wrong. So I'm like, damn, like imagine your
Your
mom,
whole
your
family
dad,
came,
they
bro.
all happy about the whole situation going on. And then you find out now nah, your wife ain't flying.
No, my mom came.
No,
My
I'm
mom,
talking about my dad.
your dad.
I'm saying, like, you find out your wife ain't flying. That was all a hooja. Your children lied. That's what you're gonna think. My children is liars.
And then my grandma, you want to tell what my grandma did?
Now, wait, let me just say my
My
mom.
girl.
Oh, you want me to say your grandma or mom, your grandma first? Okay, so one Binta spread the news of yeah, them to my
I didn't
mom and
even
the
know how to
grandma.
tell everybody there. Like, oh my gosh, that was the worst time of my
Yeah,
life. One of the worst times of my
yeah.
life.
She said, no, I think you should say your grandma's reaction.
No,
Cause that's your grandma.
you should say.
Yo,
Mind you, my
till this
grandma is like
day,
some short 5 foot lady.
bro, till this day, that's
4'11",
still,
something like
bro, it was the funniest. Even though it's a sad moment, like, get it right. I just heard my mom's not gonna be able to come with us.
that.
So I'm sad a little bit. But then I look at the grandma, bro, it's a sad moment, but I couldn't, like, I had a laugh. The grandma was pretty, her grandma is dramatic. She started holding her knees.
It's like she couldn't breathe
Like, yo,
anymore.
like I'm dying. Like, oh my God, I'm not gonna go.
And I
You know what
felt
I'm saying?
sad.
You
Like,
felt
oh
bad
my
for, I ain't gonna
gosh.
lie. Forgive me, bro. I was dying. I started laughing. Like, yo, this lady is not that deep.
Dramatic. Like, girl, you went to Hajj before, relaxed.
Yeah, but I guess, you know, she was also looking forward to it. But so, you know, even when I'm like, damn, I was sad. So I told my mom, I'm like, yo, ma, yeah, you're not gonna be able to go. Like, not today. Cause yeah, we were supposed to do a visa. We thought like that you could do it because in the paper it said you could do it in Dubai. So like you're not gonna be able to come along with us. And my mom, alhamdulillah, the thing with her is she always looks at it like this is Allah's doing.
Qadar of Allah.
Qadar of Allah. That's how she always said.
Always,
She was like,
always.
okay, alhamdulillah. She said, okay, no problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we can't go, it's okay. And Binta stressed, I'm so sorry, ma. She said, stop apologizing. Like, Binta felt bad. Like, yo, I just let this woman down. What you thought my mom was going to take me away from you or something?
No, I was just like, damn, she's probably gonna hate me for the rest of her life.
Nah, yeah. She was like, no, it's okay. Stop, stop. Why you? She said, this is not your doing. This is what Allah planned.
Your mom would lie like,
Well, like that made it easier a little bit in a
it made it
sense.
easy, but still, I was
It was
feeling
still
like,
sad.
dude.
I well, I told my wife. I said, Binta, I said, yo, I think I'm gonna just stay.
I was like, what? Yeah, don't make me die for real.
I think I should just stay, and whenever we get ready for my mom, me and her go
But
together.
that don't make sense that you're gonna waste your ticket and your mom's ticket. Like eventually we could try to find it out and then she'll travel and meet us there.
But that the thing is, I guess what was going on in my head, right? Honestly, when I said that, was how is she gonna be able to get on the plane and maneuver? Because one, I didn't know it was a straight flight. Well, something I did know was a straight flight, but I didn't know how she's gonna get off the plane to get her luggages and do all of that. She don't speak no English.
Yeah, but
My
my
mom
grandma
definitely,
came from Gambia here all by herself, and she don't speak English at all. Your mom know a little bit.
But that's what I'm saying. I was not thinking about that in that moment. What I was thinking about, she don't speak English. She definitely don't speak no Arabic. We know that for a fact. So they hear what kayfa al-hal. Only thing she know in Arabic is assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam, right? So I'm thinking like, yo, this is gonna be difficult for her. Like she might get lost. So now that's why I was like, yeah, I'll just stay, you know, and then we figure out this visa and then I'll go with her.
But
But
you
it was
was
like,
about to
yeah,
leave your
that
pregnant wife? Like, is
I'm
that any
sorry.
better?
I wasn't thinking right. You know, when you in the moment you don't even know what's going on, like your mind is all over the place. I
Yeah.
felt like I was, so I apologize for that because it
No, you're
felt like I
fine.
was choosing her over you. That's not the case. It was
Imagine
just,
I'm with child.
yeah, it was not even with,
I
it
was
was
like,
not
this
about
man is
that. She
ridiculous.
was like, babe, what do you mean? And my mom was the one that was like, what are you, crazy? She
Right.
said, yo, y'all better go. She said, y'all gonna figure it out,
Yeah,
inshallah.
inshallah.
And her thingy, because alhamdulillah, we did Dubai first, alhamdulillah. That was a great plan by
Plan,
you,
yeah.
sweetheart. So because we did the Dubai first, her mindset was mainly to go to Umrah.
But regardless, I don't care if I miss that whole first week in Dubai, at least I'll make the second one,
There you go. So
hopefully.
she only wanted to travel to go to Umrah. That was her main thing. The Dubai was just a bonus to her. So she didn't really care too much. It didn't really bother her in that sense. She said, you know, I know you're gonna figure it out. Because they were saying we could do the visa when we get over there and whatnot.
Yeah, and then we could
So
just book our flight.
book a flight. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she was
And
at
I asked
ease.
the lady, I was like, how long you think the visa is gonna take? She's like, it don't take that long, like a day or so. So that gave me more hope. Okay, as soon as I get off this, I'm gonna figure this out.
And remember the reason why your grandma was a little bit sad because she
Why?
said, I told everybody.
And that's the problem. When you traveling, please don't tell everybody.
Don't tell nobody. She would
That's
have
the, I feel
told
like that's the
everybody.
tradition of Africans. They have to tell the whole WhatsApp group and stuff like that.
That's what had me
No,
crying.
you embarrass yourself.
Yep. She said, Nyaguna. Like I'm gonna be embarrassed. I
But my
told
mom would say,
everybody.
don't tell nobody you didn't go. Because if then you do go, then it's gonna be like, eh, she said she went, she said she went. And you know,
Back and
people
forth.
came and then gave them money for going, like gifts and stuff like that. So imagine you told people you ain't go and you
Give
took
my
all
money back.
gifts. Right?
Oh, that's what your mom was thinking about. Okay, that makes sense
So
because
my
they
mom
gave
was
y'all
like, just
money.
relax, we're gonna figure it out.
Okay.
But yeah, my mom was she ended up going, alhamdulillah.
Yeah,
And
because
I
your
was
mom
talking.
also wanted to stay. She was like, yeah, I'll just wait too. And you're like, nah. I think everybody
Everybody
wanted
wanted to. I'm like, do y'all know how much money we pay for this trip? They
Well,
don't know because they didn't pay anything.
what?
Our parents didn't pay
Oh,
anything.
Catherine, you said, I didn't know because I said the same
Yeah,
thing.
you know, but it's like, I mean, typically for me though, I pay for two other people. Y'all both ain't going.
Not both. Yep. Oh,
My
yeah.
mom was
Grandma
not
wasn't
trying to
going. You're
go.
right. You're right.
Yeah,
Fact, 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 fact,
be
fact.
for real.
Yeah, not 100%. I get it.
Yeah.
That's why he was looking at us like we on something.
Yeah, but anyways, the lady was really nice. She ended up upgrading our seats of
Yeah, because she felt
business.
bad for us.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't, to be honest, that whole flight, I didn't even know what was going on. I didn't even feel if there's a difference from economy to business because all I kept
Nah.
on thinking about was, damn, I really wronged these people.
Nah, I felt it. Sweetheart, I had so much leg
Yeah, you
room.
weren't worrying, babe, but like, I feel like I overthink and I overly
I
stress.
feel like with me, I'm quick to let it go. Like, okay,
Yeah.
like once my mom was like to us, yo, don't worry about it. This is Allah's plan. And then she was like, yo, like, I just want to go for the Umrah mainly. You know what I'm saying? So it put me at ease. So now I'm not as stressed over that. Like, alhamdulillah. Like, okay, if she accepted it, it's happening to her. Who am I to be stressing over that? You know what I'm saying? But one thing that I did know, or when we was in the business class, That was the first time I ever got in business class. I think I want to do that again one day, inshallah.
Inshallah.
So I'm like, there was a couple sitting in front of us. You seen that couple?
No, not really.
Yeah, because you was not focusing.
Yeah.
They had a son, like a kid. Huh? That kid was making noise, running around. And then I was just looking at Binta, looking at my pregnant wife. I'm like, yeah, ain't no way we're going to ever travel with this kid. Like, I already started planning. I'm never going to travel with a kid. Mm. Like I said, this is, bro, the kid was running. I had to go chase him.
But well, good thing that flight wasn't packed, though.
Yeah, it was a free flight. Yeah. But, yo, that's when I noticed. I'm like, yo.
Kids is,
yeah, traveling with a kid? I'm not doing that.
But later on, we capped.
I forgot about that plan. I think I didn't remember that moment. If I would have remembered it, I would have probably been like, babe, I don't think it's a good idea. But
I feel like what really helped us, I'm going to skip a little bit. But when we traveled out, something that really helped us that he was not really walking. Now he's walking.
Yeah, it's different now.
Right.
Yeah, that's going to come. You're not ready for that story.
That story
is crazy.
I feel like we have a story everywhere. This guy, this is why I have anxiety of traveling. Mm. I have anxiety of going anywhere and showing my passport. Because then they're going to say something. I'm like, oh my God.
There's always something, right?
Like every time, every time we travel, I make this an easy travel.
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
And Allah, you know.
Yeah, Allah's the best of planners.
Allah test me and I hope that I pass those tests.
Don't worry, they're gonna hear about all of those, inshallah. So now we're on the plane. Mm-hmm. We get to Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
I know this story is long, so and please forgive us. And just
for some context, I'm 7 months pregnant now.
Yeah, so just forgive us. I know this story is long. Y'all probably like, yo, they are just talking like crazy, but y'all want the long episodes, y'all go and get the long episodes. Everybody comes to me, yo, yeah, like, why y'all not making them long? I'm like, who sits down and listens to a podcast?
People, baby, you don't do that, but people do that. I do that.
When people hit me up, I'm like, yo, we just talked for like almost an hour. They're like, that wasn't enough. I'm like, bro, what are you guys on? Like, I know we got stories for years. Not days, years.
Nah, but that's what they enjoy. We here to provide.
We try our best. You know, we try our best. But anyway, so now we get to Dubai because we always get off track. That's why our podcast episodes be mad long. We off track.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just stay on track right now. So now we get to Dubai. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my wife and them get off the plane or we get off the plane. I'm like, all right, let me go ahead to get the luggages. You know what I'm saying? So her and her mom was behind. So I went ahead. I went to get the luggages. So I got the luggages 5 minutes, 10 minutes past. I'm looking for my wife. I'm like, yo, did they leave me? Oh my God, they left me. Like, did they forget about me or something? Like, I'm confused. Because Binta's mind wasn't, you know what I'm saying? She was still confused at the moment. So I'm thinking, yo, they left me. How am I going to go? Like, I don't know where to go. Because remember, babe, you had all the information.
Right. This I had bad. The Airbnb.
She had everything because she pretty much took care of everything. So Manzim did. This is why we should always know what's going on, right?
Right, it should be two people.
Two people know. So I'm like, yo, where am I going to go? So then I started looking all over the place for them, and I found them, alhamdulillah, and they was talking to some guy. I guess one of the workers in the airport. So, you know, I see them talking to them. I'm like, okay, alhamdulillah. So I'm like, yo, what? I've been waiting for you guys. Like, this is what y'all been doing? You know what I'm saying?
And then he was talking to some guy. He was giving, yeah, he was giving excursions.
Excursions.
And he was saying, like, yeah, we could do this. You could do this. Go camelback riding on the sand dune for free.
And then they have some place with belly dancers or something like that. You could eat there, everything free.
Yeah, not that we want to see belly dancers.
Sorry. I should have never said the belly dancing, right? Especially the brother saying belly dancing, right? I ain't care about that, sweetheart, just so you know. But, so, you know, I'm just saying some of the stuff the guy told us. You know, when he said free, all I heard was free. I said free. And Binta, her mom was like, no, they okay. I'm like, what? I said, bro, we came to Dubai for vacation.
But I feel like you didn't know at that point that we also want to shop. You didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know the depth of it. Yeah. I knew shopping was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Get it all. I didn't know. Sisters love to shop. I wanted to shop too, to be honest. But I didn't know. SubhanAllah, I wasn't ready for the amount of shopping that we was about to do. Yeah, I thought it was going to be
something. Was out there everyday shopping.
Bro, it's SubhanAllah. But anyways,
we have fun. Like, we will have fun in the morning, then go shopping then.
SubhanAllah. But anyways, the guy, when he said that, I heard free. F-R-E-E. I am a brother. I am a black Muslim brother. We here free. You know what that means. I don't have to take anything out of my pocket. And I'm going to enjoy my time.
Right.
Knowing this is something we already planned, like camel back riding.
I feel like once we got there, you forgot about your mom.
Yes, we are. Like I said, once we got on the plane. I didn't forget about her, but like I said, She let go, I'm gonna let go,
Yeah, but
right?
was you like, okay, I'm gonna figure this out? Were you relying on me to figure this out?
The visa thing, I'm gonna be honest with you. Allah likes the truth. I was like, yeah, she gonna figure it out. I'm gonna be
Damn, that's
honest. I'm sorry.
ridiculous,
I know
though.
it sucks,
I mean,
but
I'm the one that messed up,
it's
though.
the thing is, I trust you. You know more book stuff. Remember, you got your bachelor's.
But that is
You got the
bad.
BA. I got
That is
the
bad because I messed up, and only if you could have checked before me, you could have been, huh, babe, I'm not sure this is true. We could have avoided this situation.
I get it though. Like, we learn, we live and we learn, right?
Yeah.
To be honest, we live and we learn, right? So, as I'm saying, he said free. I'm like, yeah. So you just had to fill out some form and be done. I'm like, yeah, let's go. I'm like, no, I'm gonna go. I want to do it.
Mind you, we dumb tired.
Yeah, they
Like,
like you. Like, Bita was like, bro, let's go. And then her mom was like, Biagi said he want to do it. Let him do
and I'm looking at him like, boy, you ain't going, but sure. Fill out this form.
it. She was like, you're not going. I'm like, yes, I am going. This guy just said free. Did you not hear FREE? So, you know, I wrote my information, wrote my number and whatnot. So, for example, we land today. The thingy was for tomorrow.
It's too close.
I didn't think about it like that, honest to God. I just heard free. I guess my mind was just free. So the thing, the excursion or whatever, it was for tomorrow. I'm like, so now tomorrow hits. And it was an early morning thingy. So the guy's calling me. He couldn't get me. He sent me messages like, where are you, brother? Yada, yada, yada. Do you need us to send a car to you to come pick you up? Boom, 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 boom. We can send you an Uber or a thingy, whatever. I'm like, now I'm not in the mood no more. Because I'm like, right now we just landed. Jet lag, I guess, hit me. And I'm tired. I don't really want to go nowhere, right? And he's like, brother, but you promised. I was like, I'm sorry, something came up. Hey, brother, but you promised. Boom, boom, boom. So he was upset with me. I
Yeah,
felt bad. I'm not
part
gonna
of being
lie.
a good Muslim is keeping your promises.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I messed up there.
Should have listened to your wife when your wife said, babe, you don't have time for this.
Yeah, I didn't think it that far. Like I said, I really wasn't thinking. I just heard free and bing, 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 free money. So, yeah, I felt bad about that. I had to end up blocking the
That.
because he kept hitting me up. I already told you I'm not gonna come. You still hitting me up, brother, but you.
I wonder how he felt when you blocked him. He was like, damn, you can't trust these Americans.
American
He
blacks.
blocked. He blocked.
Because no offense, Abrams is racist that we heard of.
But
Not that
that's
we
your
ran into
problem. That's
them.
your problem, though. Don't promise people things you can't
But
keep.
that's the thing.
You didn't
Honestly,
think, you didn't plan ahead,
yeah,
like you always say.
honest to God, because I just kept thinking, I'm here to have a great time. So I heard free. So my mind was not thinking that I was going to get jet lag, to be honest. I didn't even think about the jet lag part.
To be frank, you only went to like one. I mean, this is your first time going outside the country other than like Gambia.
Yeah, I mean, no, and Miami.
But you know, Miami's like 2, 3 hours.
Yeah, you got a good point there. You're right, right,
Yeah,
right.
so I feel like you didn't really know. Okay, after a long flight, you need to rest. You can't just be boop, 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 blah,
Yeah,
everywhere.
and I was like, just I'm like, yeah, we got only 1 week for Dubai, so I want to make the most of it. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? That was the goal, make the most of that moment. But
Would you ever go to Dubai again?
yeah, 100%, 100%. That's the goal. You know
Yeah,
what
I
I'm saying?
eventually you want to live there, inshallah.
Inshallah, if Allah makes everything easy, you know, he grants some mandem with the great job. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like to live in Dubai, you have to have a source of income that's coming. That because it's not easy living out there either. I mean, it's cheaper than here, to be honest. But
I think it's cheaper because we have the money.
exactly, yeah, there you
You know,
go.
over here we have the barakah, like the goodness of American dollar.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like for us to stay there or live there, it'll be a matter of, am I willing to do back and forth? Like I said,
Oh, you don't know what
six
Allah will
months,
bless
six
you
months.
with.
Yeah, no, unless if I get a job out there, 100%. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so you know now. You know, I'm like, yeah, I'm not gonna go no more after I block this guy. Now, you know, we go shopping that day, and like I said, brothers, sisters know how to shop. Yeah, subhanAllah. And the thing that I found amazing while we were shopping, right, was you, sweetheart.
What?
Yo, you know how to negotiate. You know me. My problem is, I get shy and I don't like to bother people. I feel like if I'm doing something that's like in my mind, doing too much or it's like annoying the person or bothering them, I'm like, all right, let me leave it alone. But Binta, nah, she was with the price.
Nah, cause you know this is my second time, and I do it. I know how they get when they know you a foreigner. Yeah, like bro, literally, I would negotiate the price at half the price that they say.
Yo, I'm telling you, I'm like, yo, this girl is a legend. Cause like, I forgot they wanted to send me a kaftan or you know, a sunan duraki, one of those abaya shirts for the men, for like about 100 of their money or whatever, and they got it down to like 50, 60. I'm like, yo,
Bro,
because
hello.
it got to the point where when I'm trying to negotiate and it's not really going my way, I call for backup, which was her. And she always
And
gets
so
the
you be
price
trying to
down.
be cool with it, you be trying to be smooth with it, bro. This ain't the place for that.
No, I'd be just trying to be nice with her. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, I don't
I
want to
don't be
bother
mean
them.
either.
No, you know what I mean? Like, you're more like, nah, come on, bro. Come on, come on. And I'm like, you know what? Whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
mean that's crazy how they do say something twice the price. I wonder if Islamically is that the right way to
I
do
mean,
business?
it's the thing is, if you don't say, oh, I bought this for this, because you could set a thing at your price. That's not a problem. But if you lie and be like, oh, but I bought this, let's say for example, you bought it for $10, and you're like, nah, I bought it for 20. That's riba. You know what I'm saying? So as long as you don't do that, you hit your price. Your price is your price. If they buy it, they buy it. You know what I'm saying? That's not on you.
That's true, but I love shopping in Dubai for everything, bro.
Remember when the guy was we you bought an Abaya, and then the guy was laughing and telling you a story of somebody who came from, I don't know, China or whatever. Like, somebody bought that same Abaya for triple the price. You
Wow,
forgot?
I forgot that.
Yeah, I
From him?
remember. Yeah, from him, he was laughing.
So why would he do
That's what he said. He said, you? He said, like, this girl, very, like, stubborn.
it?
They said it in Arabic. They was calling you some name.
Yeah, even my mom was calling Binta, hey, come help me.
Binda, come help me. Binda. Everybody. It was me, her mom. We always
At
like
this point,
this.
I was tired. I was
She knew
all
how to
right.
negotiate.
If y'all don't know how to talk, please leave me alone.
Nah, it's not even that. You just knew how to negotiate. So it was like, so whenever you go to Dubai or these places, make sure you negotiate. The price that they set is
It's
not
never
the
the final
price.
price, right?
Yeah, you can negotiate, and then when it's not really going your way,
It's not even
walk
only
away.
Dubai, it's everywhere.
Now I only seen that
Everywhere.
in, oh yeah,
No, Saint
Gambia too.
Lucia, Gambia,
Yeah?
Saudi. Bro,
Oh
that's
yeah, you're right
everywhere, a
there.
lot of
It's just
places.
not America. They have a
Yeah,
set price.
exactly, yeah.
So when you go there, make sure you negotiate it. Don't let it be, because they be doing us nasty sometimes, you know. But alhamdulillah.
Now we went on to our first excursion after a little bit of shopping, right?
Yeah.
We went to empty, what is it?
ATV
ATV
riding.
riding, yeah, with
And
the
then the sand
camel.
dune, the camel, all three. And then one of them took, there was a eagle, was it? Was it an eagle? That was fire, the eagle, taking a
Even my
picture with
mom
the
sat on the
eagle.
bike too. She sat behind me.
Yeah, Vinta was riding it. Yeah, I had my own, you know what I'm saying? Man, them was riding dirty. You get what I mean? Man, them was popping a wheelie. Now,
Would
stop
you
for
do that
life.
again?
I mean, yeah, it was fun.
Yeah,
It
it
was
was
legal.
like though. I feel like if you drive on a regular, it's kind of like the same thing a little bit.
I liked that Saint Lucia's better because we traveled the city kind of. Whereas in this one, it was like one its own area. So it was fun though. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed myself, but you know, because I was going as fast as I possibly can, no problem and whatnot. Whereas in Saint Lucia, it was following a trail. You know what I'm
And
saying?
the camel ride is not even that long. It's like a circle and then you get off.
I mean, yeah, I feel like it's just for the experience. But I liked it when I took the picture with the eagle. And then the guy was like, "I let it stand on my head." I said, "My head?" I said, "Brother, I don't. I seen the claws of it. That's what made me scared." I looked at the man. He said, "Yeah, don't worry, it's not gonna do anything." I'm like, "Brother, I don't think that's a good idea." But you know, Manzim just was
So
like,
did
"You
you
know
end up
what?
letting him sit on your head?
Hey, remember? I had my little kufi on his side. It even hurt. I think it knows how to like, you know, stand on your head. So it stood on
I
it
mean,
nice and
these birds
gentle.
are trained.
Trained. There you go. Yeah, that was fire though."
But back to the shopping, like, bro, imagine I was 7 months pregnant. I was so tired. It was time my mom told me to go shopping. I'd be like, Mom, please, I can't anymore. And then she would be like, You'll be like, please, just try, please. And I'd just be like, okay, you know what? I'll go. But I was so tired.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. You're not the only one. I was exhausted. Like, I remember one time y'all wanted to go, and then I'm like, yeah, I don't feel like I want to go. I really was. But then I got to, like, I'm a little bit shy with your mom and some certain things. So I didn't want to say no to her. But deep down, I was like, I don't really want to go. But you know what I'm saying? That's my in-law. So I gotta suck it up, kind of. You feel me? But alhamdulillah. Yeah, you know, after the ATV, which was very fun with the camel ride and all of that, was the jet ski. Yes. Please, if you're standing, sit down. Because this is the story. This is where what I feel like y'all was all waiting for, the jet ski experience. Okay. So, alhamdulillah, initially, remember, babe, one was one of the main reasons why we went to Dubai.
So the jet ski.
Because a brother wanted to do jet ski, right? It was in my bucket list to do jet skiing, right? So, the day of the jet ski, yo, I'm hype. I'm mad happy. I'm like, yes, finally, we're going to do the activity that I love. You know what I'm saying? Mind you, I never jet skied in my life. It was just, I just really wanted to do it. It looked cool. It looked fun.
But I've done before
Yeah, y'all know in the story, she definitely done before.
though.
So, now we get there. I'm like, oh, yes, I'm happy and whatever. Right? So, my thingy, right? I didn't know how the jet skiing really was. You get what I mean? I thought there was like a buoy and you're just gonna ride the jet ski at the front of the ocean, like the front, not go deep or anything like that. I thought it was like a little place, yeah, just riding there and I'm saying just doing little turns and whatnot. Come to find out, subhanAllah, wallah, I was not ready. When we got there, we paid the money and everything now. This guy was like, okay, so the jet ski, what we're gonna do is, where y'all wanna go? I'm like, huh? What do you mean, where do we wanna go? I thought they had their own trail or whatever. He said, yeah, it's two different trails. You could go to the, was it Burufoot or something like that? I forgot the name.
Isn't Brufut in Gambia?
I don't even know.
Brufut
I'm not even
is in
sure. I
Gambia.
don't know the name, but that
It looked like
tower
some
and
tower.
that palace area,
Yeah.
he was saying, and then there's another trail or whatever.
But they're like deep.
Sweetheart. Munsden was not ready for that part. Because I'm like wondering when he said those places, I'm like, where are they? And then the guy was like, okay, you see right here? All the way over there. So I'm looking,
You don't
and
even
all I
see
see is the ocean. And I'm looking
it.
at this man. I said, all the way over where? It's all the way. So you're gonna pass this and you'll see it there. I said, pass. I'm like, this is a wide ocean, brother. So you mean to tell me we're gonna have to drive from here on this jet ski all the way over there? He said, yes. So, oh my God. I said, yeah, I'm not doing it. Yeah, I said, never mind. Because one thing about Mandem is afraid of the ocean. I don't know why, but I have a big fear of the ocean. I always think when Alhamdulillah, I get in this ocean, it's over. Sharks is they're gonna be looking for me. I don't know why I had that paranoia in my head, but I have a big fear of the ocean. So I'm like, yeah, there ain't no way I'm going there. I'm like, babe, have fun. He's like, come on, babe, you really wanted to do this. I'm doing this because you say you wanted to do this. You've been on, I'm saying all you've been talking about is going jet
Man, we're
skiing.
not about to pay, and then
We
you
already
somebody
paid
don't
and
want to do it.
everything, and I don't think there's refunds out there. So she's like, nah, we're gonna do that. I'm like, nah. So now me and her, we going back and forth, and then she's out here nannying me. She had a like, how you say nanny in English?
Beg.
Not beg, like, come
That's
on, babe, you
well,
got
beg.
this.
That's begging.
No, begging is like, please do this.
No, it don't have to be extreme begging, but you are kind of in a way begging the person to
I
do
didn't
it.
feel like you was begging. I felt like, okay, yeah, well, you
I
can
mean,
just
I
say
was gonna
begging.
do it with or without you.
Nah, you really wanted me to come. But anyways, I'm like, nah, I can't do this. And then, her mom is laughing on the side because she's looking at me like, yo, this kid is crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I guess I ended up, giving in. I'm like, all right, baby, all right, let's do this. Because I did, this was my thingy. I was like, it's not gonna be bad. So I'm thinking, when you get on, you can ride it how you want,
Right, your
whatever is
pace.
comfortable. Exactly. I didn't know that when you get on a jet ski, mind you, me and Binta were sharing a jet ski at the time. She was sitting behind, and I was in the front at the wheel driving the thing. You get what I mean? So initially, I'm going slow. I think I was going 20, 30 miles in the water, but I didn't know the slower you go, the you don't have as much control. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You have to go
You
fast
got
to
to go a
have
little
control, yeah.
fast, to have control of the steering, whatever, So I'm going slow, and then the guy is just mind you, we have an instructor.
Excuse me from
He's from
Cameroon,
Cameroon, the brother from Africa, Madadal. This instructor, this guy went, whoo, he was gone, right? So this guy left us behind, and he just went, whoo. So now I'm like,
And I'm like, babe, hurry up, catch up to the guy. Like,
and I'm looking at her like, I'm like, yo, babe, does this guy really care about our life? Like in my head, I'm like, I don't think this man cares about us because you're the instructor. What if something was to go wrong and we fell into the water? This man is way ahead of us, right? So I'm like, there's something wrong with this man. But then he came back. And when he came back, he said, yo, come on, what's going on? Like, yo, hurry up, pretty much, right? I'm like, brother, you're going too fast. He said, no, brother, you're going too slow. You get what I mean? I'm like, nah, you're going too fast. And then he was wondering, like, yo, like, I thought, like, like we gotta go over there. We on a timer or whatever. Yeah, they're gonna pay. They're gonna charge us extra if we take something lower. I don't know if he was just saying that just to say.
No, he was just saying. He was just saying like you
so
know.
So I can add to
you
my
don't
feet.
Have that much time.
Yeah, so
I'll
I'm
be
like,
trying to get all the way down.
Yeah, we gotta go there, and then he wanted to go to the other place. So I'm like, nah. I'm like, yeah, he going too fast. And then he looked. He said, Binta, like, do she know how to drive it? Binta was, yeah. So he had his own jet ski. He was like, okay, for her to hop onto his, and then he hopped on ours.
No.
Yeah.
You went on his.
No, I went on his or you went
yeah,
on his?
Yeah, you went on his, and I just took over ours.
Okay, yeah. So he told me to come on to his, and then for her to you
right,
know.
So go. At this point, Biagi's with the instructor, and I'm just by myself.
Yeah, sweetheart was, woo.
This girl was not, she was right.
And even when she was driving it, boom, she passes. And the guy said, you see, damn, she know what she doing. You the man. Like, you moving like you the girl. And she's the man. I'm like, brother, relax, man.
I feel like, you know, everybody has their own fears. You know, you're scared of that, really. I'm a little bit scared, but I don't think I'm too scared.
But I am highly afraid of the ocean. I don't know why, but I am. So now this guy is telling me, come on, have some TSP. Come on, have some TSP. And he's like behind me, like, you know, have some TSP. And I'm like, brother, relax. I'm going as fast as I can, bro. The more, if I go faster than this, we're dying. We're falling off of this jet ski right now. And that's not safe. You get what I mean? And he's like, ah, you know what? Like, time is too. What's it called? He said, sit behind and he'll drive.
No, you sat behind me.
No, him first. Time, okay. The first time. He said, yo, just sit behind and I'll drive so we could get there a little bit faster. I'm like, all right, no problem. I said, but don't go too fast. Right?
He said, okay.
He said, no problem. La ilaha illallah. This man started hitting 100. Mind you, I was going 40, 50. In my mind, I was going, even that, I thought I was going fast. This brother was hitting the 100, right? Wallahi, I swear, I never hugged a brother. Like, hold on to a brother with, hey, Nick, can you go? I held on to this brother with all my strength. I said, if I'm going down,
we're both,
because when you're sitting in the back, it's bounce. The bounce,
yeah,
be
the
like
waves.
You comfy.
Yeah, it's like you getting off the.
Bro, it's like you bouncing up and down. I'm like, yo, this is not safe. And this man is going, laughing while he's going 100. I'm telling him, please, brother. please, brother. Take it. Go a little bit slower. He said, what, faster? I said, no, please. So now I'm scared for my life, but I'm holding on. No, yo, go. There was one area where he drove it, and yo, we did a big bounce. I thought it was over because I felt like I got off the jet ski, like I was in the air. Like we was in the air. Let me see, because I was holding on to the brother. So I felt like it was over. I'm going into the ocean. This is what I was scared of. It's about to happen.
Wait, during this time, did you even look back at me?
Babe, I said my eyes was closed. I forgot to tell you that. When he was going that 100, I seen 100. I said, yeah, it's over. I'm closing my eyes. If I'm going to die,
you saying
I don't want to see my death.
You
I want to die and
were
die.
Were you saying anything?
La ilaha illallah was on my tongue. La ilaha illallah, ya Allah, please help me. Yo, I was, wallahi, I'm not kidding you. That was a trauma. I was really scared. Like, I don't think I was ever, hey, la ilaha illallah. Even thinking about it right now, I'm getting scared.
Well, would you do it again, though?
Don't, yeah. You better hear that. You know what I'm saying? I would do it again.
Would you do it again?
Just yet? I think about it. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna be honest. I think I would, but
it depends what place.
Depending,
right?
Exactly. Depending. But yeah, so now we get to that palace, and then he's like, okay. Like, oh, when we got closer a little bit, he was like, all right, take over. He wanted me to get a little bit sago, like to be a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah. And stuff like before he even let me, he said, yo, you gonna go fast? I said, yeah. I said, brother, just let me take the wheel. I'm not going to go slow no more because I just want it. This man is hitting 100. I'm like, at least 40, 50, 60. Is that okay? He said, okay, that's good. All right, best. So I was hitting those. And then I got a little comfy with it, you know, on there. I guess he's seeing, okay, he's getting a little bit comfortable. And he was like, all right, bet. Now we get to that place. We take our pictures at that palace area. And he's like, all right. He told me to sit behind Binta now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, okay, now I'm safe. Well, I was like, oh, alhamdulillah, I'm away from this crazy man. Now I'm with her. Alhamdulillah, everything's going to be good. Come to find out, I didn't know sweetheart was a lunatic too. Not a lunatic, but you get what I mean, love.
Right.
I didn't know you was wilding too. But like, I'm like, I thought it was better with him. Oh, no. This girl, I'm holding her too. And she's like, I'm like, babe, slow down, please. Babe, slow down. Now on there, please. Like, I'm begging this girl. Please, don't do it. Babe, you're going too fast, babe, please. Yo, I was nagging. I'm like, I apologize. I probably ruined.
I didn't care. I just was going. Like, I understood how to control Jessica, and I know that I can't go the speed you want and for us to still be alive.
Yeah.
So,
and then, again, this brother, what he do? He go and take off.
Right, and so
The
like I'm
instructor.
trying to catch up to
So I'm
him.
telling me to slow down. She's like, babe, if I go too slow, he gonna be
Right,
gone and we ain't gonna find
he
him.
don't even be checking
And this
back.
is the open ocean. Yeah, he don't even look back. But I think he trusted you. I feel like because I feel like when it was with me, he was looking back a little bit. But with you, it was a matter of, okay, I know she know what she's doing. But little did he know, we don't know how to swim. Well, I know how to
Right.
swim a little bit because of St. Lucia's pool. Alhamdulillah, I learned a little bit. I don't know if I know how to swim in an ocean. And plus, if I see a fish, I might flip. And you know, when you're in the water, you got to be calm. You know what I'm saying? But if you flip, you're going down. And I knew I was sunken down, right? So I'm like, okay, babe, make sure you catch up to him. And then we good. So we get to the other area, that tower place or whatever. We took the pictures there. And then he told me to get on because he wanted me to get more comfortable with it. I guess he really wanted me to know how to do the jet
Enjoy
ski,
some hat.
enjoy. Yeah, because he felt like I wasn't really enjoying because I really was panicking the whole time. You know, just make some circles on the jet ski around here. So, you know, you could get your hand a little bit. I don't know how to say that in English.
So get a bit of feel.
Yeah, right? So he's like, you know, just do circles here. So I started doing the circles and then I started getting comfortable. I think I got too comfortable. And then was like, all right, let's go. Now, been the same behind me, and I'm feeling myself. You know what I'm saying? I started feeling like the man. Like, yeah, this is what I was supposed to do from the jump. I mean, that's the ending of this whole thingy,
Right.
right? So I got comfortable at the ending area. So now we're going back to, you know, the regular area. So now I'm driving this dream. Like, I'm going fast. You know what I'm saying? Munson started feeling himself. But again, we were close to the shore, so I think that's probably why, right? So Munson, I'm speeding now. Like, yo, I'm feeling myself. And then I hear the guy, like, yelling, hey. So I'm
Maybe
thinking,
pay attention.
yeah, I'm not really paying attention. I'm just enjoying it, like, yeah, this is fun. And then I just hear the guy screaming, hey. So I'm thinking he's saying, hey, like, I'm going too fast. And I'm like, huh, now you know how I feel. Janka, janka. Manson was about to run into rocks. It was like rocky areas. I don't know why I wasn't seeing it, but I didn't really see it.
Wasn't your zone.
I think I was just feeling myself too damn much,
Right.
right? That I wasn't really focused. And then I was going straight into them rocks. That's why he was screaming, hey. So he was like, I even got it in the video. He was like, hey. Ah, it was because he was recording me. And he was behind me, so I was feeling myself there. There you go. So I was like, yeah, I'm gonna make sure I let people know I know what I'm doing. Yeah, wrong move. Manzem almost ran into them rocks, you know what I'm saying? But that day, I will never forget it. When we got off that jet ski, wallah, I was thankful to Allah that we got off safe and sound. And then I think that day you asked me, would you do it again? I said, hey, don't even think about it. I said, when they say a bucket list, I checked it off. That's it. I'm never doing that
One and
again.
done.
But now that I really think about it, I probably might. But it depends, like you said, it
I
depends.
love it, and I love doing it in Dubai, especially because they let you go in the ocean deep,
Yeah,
you know?
you like that. I hate that. That's the difference between us. She is a little bit fearless in that area, and I'm subhanAllah. I'm a scary cat in that area. But anyways, now alhamdulillah, we did the jet ski and a great
And that
day.
same day, guess who was going to join us?
Alhamdulillah, Mama Dukes came on
Yes,
them.
we finally. So my uncle's in Dubai, and then I asked him to help us. Like, can you help me get a visa for Biagi's mom and my grandma? He was able to do it quickly for Biagi's mom, but being that the
Because she
visa,
had Gambian passport.
right, being that my grandma had a Malian passport, that took a little bit longer. It was even hard. He was even saying that he don't know if he could do it. And I was already in my head, all right, it's not that deep. She don't need to come with us. And then I was telling my mom, it's okay, forget about it. You know, that's her mom. So she's like, nah, you know, we gotta do it. It's not good to like let an old lady's, you know, wishes or like,
Yeah, like, 'cause she really was looking forward
yeah,
to it, and you
exactly.
let her
And I
down.
was
Not
like,
a good thing.
bruh. So I was like, okay, I don't really care for this old lady going, but that's my mom's mom, so she's gonna
Now,
care.
Minta was ready to give up on that old lady. I
But
would.
you know what? Your mom seeing Qadr of Allah, instead of what my grandma was doing, was sending me WhatsApp messages every hour saying, please try your best. Please try to figure it out. Like, girl, can I breathe
But
first?
your grandma knows you. She got to be consistent or persistent on you because you would have let it go.
Yeah,
But I think
definitely.
that she was so consistent and
Maybe
persistent.
my mom saw her send me a
Yeah,
message.
maybe to make you feel
She
bad
was,
for her.
right, my mom probably saw her just send her a message, ask her, please. And then mind you, I was just already so exhausted because I was pregnant. I was so exhausted.
Especially all of them travels,
Yeah, I didn't even want to go
the
through any more
shoppings and stuff.
stress.
It was a lot. But alhamdulillah, so now Mama Duxil arrives in Dubai. So my whole thingy, which I'm gonna give a shout out to my sisters again, because alhamdulillah, they thought a little bit ahead, right? Because my whole thing was she's gonna get lost in this airport. But
Brother,
my
wait
sisters,
before.
listen, sweetheart,
No, but it, I gave. I think I'm the one that suggested the idea.
Okay. Well, both of y'all is genius. All y'all is geniuses, right? So they put her on the wheelchair thingy, which I never knew was even a thing. I thought that was for just old, like real old people or whatever. So, you know, so then, you know, they don't want to escort her where she
Through
gotta
the
go
gates, a
through
gate,
the
yeah.
gates and whatnot. So that made me more calm, you know what I'm saying? Alhamdulillah. You know what I'm saying? So if you have an elderly mother who don't speak any language and you're afraid of her getting lost, just do that wheelchair service. You pay a little more, but it's worth it because of the fact that you know she'll get to you safe and sound, inshallah.
Right, sure.
Right? So sometimes a little bit more money is worth it, right? So you know, I see moms, so I'm lit, I'm hyped, because you know what I'm saying? I went to go pick up at the airport, you know what I'm saying? So I really was happy.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, she was able to join us just like 2 days before we would leave for
But
Oman.
yeah, so alhamdulillah, now I see my mom. This is the moment that made us realize the qadr of Allah. Like Allah's plan is the best of plans. So my mom was like, of course, happy to see us. And then, you know, we get to the, we went to KFC and whatever, bought food or whatever, right? And then, you know, we sitting down chatting with her mom and them. And then my mom was like, yo, alhamdulillah for everything. Yeah, like, y'all don't even know what happened. We're like, yeah, what happened? She was like, so remember the day I got sent back, right? I was like, yeah. She was like, the day that I got sent back, like an hour or 2 hours when we got home, I caught a crazy toothache. All right? So she's like, yo, that toothache like really hit her. Like, yo, it was as if her head was exploding. You know what I'm saying? Like she
Oh,
said, yo, I just out of nowhere, it just hit her,
so
boom.
imagine she would have been on that flight. And we're in a
SubhanAllah.
foreign country, no insurance, nothing.
Not even the. Imagine she said 2 hours after they got home.
Right. No, but I'm
We
saying,
would have been
like,
on the plane
imagine.
that whole time
But
while
what I'm
she's in
saying is,
pain.
like, we landed and now her tooth is in pain.
Yeah.
What are we gonna do? Where are we gonna take
Allah,
her?
Allah. So she said, yo, you know, so now this happened. Now they went to the hospital, you know what I'm saying? They pulled the tooth out or whatever. And then, alhamdulillah, right when she's feeling better, boom, she got the visa. Right?
Alhamdulillah.
And she's about to come. I said, wow, Allahu Akbar. So that comes to show. Although when it happened initially, we was a little bit sad about it, right? But you don't know Allah's plan, why Allah's doing what he did, right? So him doing that, come to find out he knew, of course, because Allah knows it all. She about to get a crazy toothache. He don't want us suffering in the plane. You know what I'm saying? So Allah knows. Allah's the best of planners. So when you put your thingy and your trust in Allah, everything works out the way it's supposed to. You know what I'm saying? That's the quota for today. Make the qadr of Allah always. Trust in it and accept it
That's
because
right.
Allah knows why He's putting you through what He's putting you through.
Right. You may
Although it's
not know in
tough.
that moment. You probably
Yeah.
will never find out, but maybe he protects you from something later
Exactly. But yo, when she said that, bro, I was in shock.
on.
Like, I just remember being like, what? Damn, yo. And she said, you see, Allah's the, you know, this is Allah's plan. That's why I told you guys, you never know why Allah's doing it. Come to find out. There was a big reason why Allah did it.
That's
And
right.
you know, alhamdulillah, the demeanor my mom had, and like she kept saying, like, I really didn't even care about Dubai. I mean, I'm glad I'm here. But to be honest, I wouldn't have mind. Especially the tomorrow when we went shopping. She was like, oh, she said, this is what y'all been doing.
Oh,
She said,
thank
I'm
God
glad
I
I
didn't
didn't
come.
come. She said, I'm
She's
glad
so
y'all.
tired, bro. That shopping is
Yo, that
annoying.
shopping was no joke. She was like, I'm glad. She was like, this is what you've been doing. I said, Ma, today's a light day. Because I
Like, we've been doing
wasn't.
more than this.
Yes, I said, right now we pretty much
Welcome
got.
to the pod.
I said, we pretty much got almost everything out the way. So she was like, what? I was like, Ma, trust me. Today's a light, light day. You know, alhamdulillah. And then that day, we went shopping with my mom, and then boom, her grandma got
Yeah,
the
my grandma
visa.
finally got the visa, but you know what
Alhamdulillah.
was difficult for her is that she don't speak English at all. She don't know how to communicate at all. So we put her in a wheelchair thing too. But when she got here,
Oh.
she had to be escorted by someone, but
Yeah.
you know, because she's in a wheelchair. But they didn't was not trying to let her in because she had to pay money. Yeah,
Yeah.
like because you know, like an entry fee or something like that. I don't know,
My
man.
mom didn't have to do that though.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think it's like I said, the Malian passport, it, at that time, especially Mali being an independent country now, they trying to make things hard on them, on their
They
people.
are an independent country?
Yes. You didn't know that? Mali's an independent country now.
Is it hasn't it always been an independent?
What I mean by that is like they took pretty much, I don't know the depth of it, but I know like right now, you see the gold and whatnot is for the country now. Before France used to come take the stuff, yada yada.
Are you sure that's Mali?
It's Mali, yes.
Okay, but anyway, that's what I was saying.
Is it Mali? It's Mali.
I thought it was Burkina Faso.
You're Oh,
talking about
snap.
the guy, right?
Am I bugging? It's not
You're talking about
Maddie?
the one that's president right
Yeah,
now.
the president guy.
I don't know if it's Mali. I could be wrong, but I don't know.
No, you're probably right. Is it Burkina Faso? Oh, I'm
No,
sorry.
well, his last name is Toure, right?
I don't
I
Wallah,
don't know. Let's just call. We
I
don't know
thought it was
nothing.
Mali. Oh, sorry, Filippo, if
No,
it's
probably it is.
misinformation.
Anyway, so she has to pay something, but she don't know nothing they saying. They like, ma'am, the money, and she's sitting there
Just
like this.
smiling, probably.
I don't know. Like, yes, smiling. And then so this person that was taking her, which was African, she connected her phone to the Wi-Fi and called us and was like, she needs to pay this amount. And I had to take the phone and was like, mama, give them the money. And she finally gave them. And then they
Yeah.
came, alhamdulillah. And then we went shopping one day with her, and she was tired. And we
Remember
were
what you
like,
said, babe?
what?
You said, okay, we understood why my mom, the qadr of Allah for my mom,
Right.
but you couldn't
For
understand
my
the qadr of
grandma. Yeah,
Allah
because
for
my
your
grandma,
grandma.
she didn't get her. All she was doing was sending me WhatsApp messages trying to come.
Yeah.
But then it later on, she went that one day shopping with us, and she was so tired. She couldn't keep up. And then, like, she kind of ended up shopping early because, she was tired and stuff like that. So I think, Qadr of Allah still, like, Allah.
Yeah, that's what he was like. He was like, that's the moment I knew, Qadr of Allah,
Right,
because
she can't bear all that,
we
the
wouldn't
travel and
have
stuff like
gotten
that.
any shopping done if your
Right.
grandma was there. And no offense,
Yeah,
we couldn't leave her at the crib by herself.
exactly.
So, alhamdulillah, so that was another why. Well, that's what we took it as. No wonder why Allah got her now, that she didn't come, because she knew she can't handle all of this shopping in this heat. You know what I'm saying? So, let's prevent her from getting sick or anything, inshallah. That's what we taking, right? So remember, everything, Allah's plan is the best plan. Yeah, and alhamdulillah, that pretty much. Do you have anything to add on our trip about Dubai?
That's pretty much it, to be honest.
Yeah, I think, and then I was talking because her grandma got there, and then that tomorrow, the day after, we went to
Was heading to Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia to
This trip allowed
Saudi.
me to learn a lot, though.
What what's one thing you think you took from this trip?
On this trip, I took always make sure you check visa stuff. Check if you need to call the embassy, call the embassy. You know, call someone. Don't always go with what you see on Google.
Okay. Oh, that's your advice to the people,
Yeah,
right?
what about you?
What I learned about this trip is that I am highly, highly, highly afraid of the ocean. I mean, I knew I was afraid, but I didn't know it was that bad. You know what I'm saying? But in all, alhamdulillah, like I said, when I hear that free again, I'm not gonna promise them guys nothing again. Cause that was bad. I'm not gonna lie. So if you go there and you're not planning to do that free excursion, if they still do it, I don't know if they do. Please don't promise these men and then don't go. Please don't do that. Yeah, it was bad. I'm not gonna lie. I feel bad still to this day. It's a guilt of mine, to be honest. May Allah forgive me, cause my real intent was to go, but Mansam just didn't do it. You get what I mean? The jet lag hit.
Alhamdulillah, though.
But alhamdulillah, I really enjoyed that trip. That was
Yeah, me
one
too.
for the books. But the Saudi one, inshallah, y'all gonna hear about that in another episode. Huh? Y'all gonna enjoy that, inshallah. Nothing crazy, but you ready for, you can't wait for that Saudi episode?
Yes, I definitely cannot wait. That one is more juicier than this, I feel like. What do you think?
Really?
I feel like it's more funny.
Really?
Yeah, especially when my grandma talks that long
Okay, your
list.
grandma part. So yeah, her grandma is funny and dramatic. Yeah, she's the entertainer. She made the, when she came, I'm gonna lie, she made the trip 10 times better. I didn't think an old lady coming was, I thought she was gonna delay us or make it like, But her coming, I think that was one of the best things for the trip, to be honest, especially if on my mom's behalf. But anyways, inshallah, that is the end of our episode for the Dubai. Alhamdulillah, we enjoyed ourselves, and like my wife said, make sure you check on these visa thingies and everything is good, because you don't want to go through what we went through. It was not fun, wallahi. Although, again, qadr of Allah, we accept of it, right? But still, you know what I'm saying? We just want to make sure y'all don't go through the same thing we went through.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Anyway, assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, my dear sisters.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, my dear brothers. Until the next episode,
Inshallah.
inshallah.